This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. It's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, and we head to the FHN Foundation. Al Ivan back with us here today. Hey, Al, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, and how are you today?
Great. Thanks for joining me here today. Why don't you talk, first of all, let's set the table. Talk about the FHN Foundation and what is its role at FHN?
Sure. Well, the foundation is here to augment and enhance whatever FHN is doing to improve health and wellness in the region. And a lot of times that means that we are raising funds for and funding various projects, whether that is equipment that's needed, whether it's facility enhancements and upgrades, whether that is staff training and education. We also help fund some direct patient care items. And then we also fund some community-based project needs because the foundation recognizes that health and wellness doesn't just rely on the walls of FHN, but there's great ideas out in the community, and we want to help assist those as we can.
Al, what kind of funds have you raised, and what have you supported in your role through the FHN Foundation?
Sure. In the last few years, one of the remodeling projects we did was over at FHN's Burchard Hills location. We supported the remodeling of the women's health area there, which completely redid that whole area and made it much nicer for our patients who are coming in. We also this year are going to be starting a project. We raised funds to remodel the OB triage room in the hospital. And in terms of equipment, we've helped purchase everything from a tonometer pen, which a tonometer is the device that your eye doctors will use when they're measuring the pressure in their eyes to test for certain eye conditions. We've helped buy the Velus robot, which was used for knee replacement surgeries. And then in terms of some patient comfort and care items, we've done things like provide transportation vouchers for patients because working in a rural area, we know that everybody does not necessarily have access to transportation, and we don't want transportation to be a barrier to preventing anyone from getting their medical care. And then, of course, the foundation has funded the therapy dogs at FHN, which come in and visit patients and caregivers and family members to help give them a little brightness to their day.
We're talking to Al Ivan. He's the director of the FHN Foundation. Al, why is it necessary to raise funds for these types of things you just talked about?
Sure. Well, I think most people understand that when you have healthcare reimbursement, you don't always actually get reimbursed as much as the service may cost. And then there are some things where when you're in a budget year, maybe the item hasn't been earmarked in a budget, like maybe a piece of equipment breaks down and it needs to be replaced immediately or enhanced. And the foundation is here to be able to provide those things. And it's also because we have so many generous people in our community that are passionate about health and wellness that they want to make a difference. And, you know, I always tell everyone that we couldn't do anything in the foundation if it wasn't for all the generous and kind donors that are out there in our region.
Now, what are the broad funding areas that that are of interest to the FHN Foundation?
Sure. Well, one of the things we do is we provide nursing scholarships. And as many people know, there's a shortage of nurses across the country right now, and nurses are very critical to everyone's health care. So we have a scholarship fund that will help nurses get the education they need. So hopefully we can build a larger pool of employed nurses that can care for people. I mentioned before, when you have equipment needs, that's always important to make sure there's the latest equipment that will make a difference in your healthcare. And besides the nursing scholarships, we do other education of staff members as well, because we want the staff members to be able to get the latest trends and latest ideas in patient care, patient comfort and safety, and bring those back and implement them here at FHN so that they'll meet your needs when you're here getting care.
Now, there's different ways to give to the FHN Foundation. Tell us about that.
Sure. We obviously have an annual fund where people can make gifts every year in response to some of the mailings we do. We also have the special events that we have every year that people can get together not only to have fun and a good time socially, but to also make a contribution to healthcare. We have people who use plan giving as well, whether it's in their estates or by planning through their retirement funds or stocks, because they're looking at the legacy they can leave and the impact they want to make in our region.
And another issue as well, how can people find out what is needed at FHN if they're interested in making a contribution to your foundation?
Sure. There's a couple different ways. One, I always encourage people, they can call me, which my number here is 815-599-7213. They could always email me. My email is aevon@fhn.org. They can go to the FHN website, fhn.org, and then specifically click on the information about the foundation. Or we have Insights Magazine, which is published a few times a year, that gives people an update on everything that FHN and the foundation is doing.
And what about the year-end campaign? What are you raising money for?
Yeah, last year we were very fortunate that through the generosity of the people in the region, we were able to start focusing on improving patient care and comfort in the hospital. We were able to purchase new beds and new mattresses for in the hospital. And this year we want to continue that. We're looking to improve the overbed tables in the hospital, the bedside tables and dressers, and then the recliners that are in each room in the hospital. Because let's be honest, we know that no one necessarily wants to be in the hospital, but if you're going to be in the hospital, you want your hospital setting to provide you with comfort and some convenience. And so these items, the beds, tables, dressers, and the recliners are going to make a big difference for not only patients when they're here in the inpatient setting, but also if they have visitors who come to spend time with them.
All right, now let's talk about what's happening here and why we really wanted to talk today. Tell us about this year, and it's, you know, season's coming up here, the Festival of Trees Gala, and how can people order tickets?
Yes, absolutely. This year's gala is coming up on Friday, November 17th, 2023. And this year we are going to have the event at the Wagner House in Freeport, Illinois. And the tickets are on sale now. You can go to the FHN website and you can click on the information about the gala. And the tickets, we're only doing them in advance this year and online. We won't be having any tickets at the door. And they are $75 each. And all the proceeds are going to go to help towards the project I just mentioned, getting the recliners, the overbed tables, and the bedside tables and dressers. And this year we have a little bit of a different change in the gala. In the past, we've had some casino themes. This year, we're actually having a magician and comedian come in to provide the entertainment. His name is Dwayne Hill. He's been featured on America's Got Talent. He's been on the Food Network, the Travel Channel, Comedy Central. And he's going to do a set at the gala where he's going to do some of his comedy and magic. But then most of the night, he's actually going to spend time amongst all the attendees doing kind of up close and personal comedy and magic with them to provide entertainment. And we'll have hors d'oeuvres. There'll be cocktails people can purchase. We also have a variety of auction packages that people can get either for themselves or maybe it's when you're starting your shopping for your holiday gifts and you need to purchase something for someone special.
And finally, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, talk about these opportunities to give to the FHN Foundation or to talk further what we talked about today, how can they do that?
Yeah, again, the easiest things to do would be to call me at the 815-599-7213 number or to drop me an email at aevon@fhn.org. And you can always, again, visit the website, fhn.org, and then click on the foundation information. And we're happy to answer any questions that people have.
Thanks, Al. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon. That's Al Evon. He is the director of the FHN Foundation here today. And the preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.